I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Jerumi, and Jerumi presents with suspected hypovolemia after a long outing in the sun. Which of the following is the most anticipated finding? So we have A, arterial dilation, B, elevated heart rate withstanding, C, bounding pulse, and D is elevated central venous pressure. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. We got a really quick one here. It's talking about hypovolemia, so we should be able to get through the question pretty quickly and then get down and start rolling in and rolling out answer choices. You ready for me? All right, let's go ahead and knock this one out. So we have Jerumi presents with suspected hypovolemia after a long outing in the sun. Let's stop there for a moment, make sure that we're all on the same page here. Pretty much the biggest part of this sentence is the whole hypovolemia part. For those of you who are not familiar with that, it's decreased blood volume. We typically get this if we're not ingesting enough water, or maybe we're out in the sun and we get dehydrated. I have to say that's one of the major causes there. However, it could be burns or some type of laceration where the person bleeds a lot that could lead to hypovolemia. As we continue down the question, moving into the question stem, it says, which of the following is the most anticipated finding? So for those of you on the podcast, let's take a look at these answer choices again. So we have A, arterial dilation, B, elevated heart rate withstanding, C, bounding pulse, and D is elevated central venous pressure. Which one do you got? Go ahead and lock in the answer right now. So A says arterial dilation. When you hear that, I want you to think of vasodilation. You know, the arteries can vasoconstrict, they can dilate as well. So arterial dilation. Do we expect to find this with hypovolemia? The answer to that one is no. If anything, the body is going to try to vasoconstrict in order to try to increase the blood pressure. We have to remember that with hypovolemia, again, that's decreased blood volume, which is going to cause your blood pressure to drop quite a bit. So guess what? The body is going to try to respond by vasoconstricting to increase that blood pressure. Therefore, A is incorrect. I would expect constriction, not dilation. Are y'all good with that? Can we eliminate that answer? All right, let's go down to B. It says elevated heart rate withstanding. I see quite a few of you selected this one. Some of y'all were selecting C or A. All right, let's break down this one. Elevated heart rate withstanding. Would I expect that? Well, where do you typically see like an elevated heart rate withstanding? You should be thinking of orthostatic hypotension as a person moves from more the supine to the sitting, sitting to standing. They can get a decrease in systolic blood pressure and an increase in their heart rate. That is consistent findings with orthostatic hypotension. So here's the thing. Would I expect elevated heart rate in standing with a patient with hypovolemia? Yes, because patients with hypovolemia often will have orthostatic hypotension. And guess what? That's an elevated heart rate withstanding. I'm going to put a check mark next to this one for now. Hold on. We're not done yet. Let's see if we have a better answer. Let's take a look at C. C says bounding pulse. A lot of you selected this one. I get it because you may be thinking, hey, this person has decreased blood volume. The body's trying to respond by pumping more blood out or something like that. If that's where your thought was going, I don't blame you here, but that's not exactly what would be happening. We would expect more of a weak pulse that's thready or rapid. And the reason being is that, again, there is a decreased blood volume, not enough volume of blood to go around. And so we tend to get more of a weaker pulse because of the decreased pressure. So what I'm going to do is eliminate C. Again, I would be looking for more of a weak, thready pulse here, not bounding pulse. Now, where I would see bounding pulse, just so you all know, is more of like a hypervolemia situation where there's too much blood volume. All right, let's go ahead and eliminate C. Let's take a look at D. D says elevated central venous pressure. So when I think about that, I'm first looking at the veins. Like, what does the venous system do? It brings blood back to the heart. That's good. Now, would I expect there to be an increased venous pressure around the heart? And the answer to that is no, because again, we're in a hypovolemic state, decreased blood volume. And so that means there's going to be less pressure, not increased pressure. And therefore, I can go ahead and eliminate D with pretty good certainty, because I would be expecting decreased central venous pressure, not increased or elevated central venous pressure. So that eliminates D, leaving us with our final answer of B as in boy, elevated heart rate with standing. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. This was actually a question that a few students were asking me about as they were seeing this pop up on some practice exams. And I was like, oh, definitely want to make sure that we hit this so that you're ready for the NPTE. For those of you who need help with concepts like this, or you're looking to retain more information in preparation for your NPTE, how about you come on over? I have a free Facebook group where I train students and give them tips and tricks on how to raise their score. Absolutely free. Where can you get that? Go to www.mptegroup.com. I can't wait to meet you. So definitely lock it into your phone right now, put it in, and we can't wait to welcome you in the group. And for those of you who haven't gotten our free musculoskeletal cheat sheets, we still do have those out there. Go to www.mptecheatsheets.com. So whether you're on Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it.
Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the NPTE Clinical Files. If you like this and want more tips and tricks to increase your NPTE score, follow us on TikTok at PT Hustle. That's at PTHUSTLE on TikTok.